In this episode, we're going to explain everything you need to know about YouTube Director.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
And all right, well, I'm in the studio here at WireBuzz. Been back for a couple days, been nursing myself back to health, getting some vitamin D in my skin. It's a roasting, roughly 100 degrees outside right now, and it's so nice to be back in the air-conditioned studio. Look, episode 150 was a special one for me. It was great to have my dad join me on that last episode. What an honor, you know, to share life with him, to get his friendship, his leadership throughout my life. I've really been lucky. I know not everybody gets that and in their life, and I've been lucky to share with a guy who's, you know, so open to teaching along the way. There's a couple really cool episodes that are coming up. You're going to hear from a giant in my life and a giant in the world of breast cancer. Dr. Jay Harness, a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons, a business partner of mine, is going to be checking in a future episode. And sitting down right now, Marcus Krieg, the big dog. How you doing?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm just nursing myself back. We had a good happy hour yesterday. That was fun.
Yes, we did. That was fun.
Right? Whole company.
Yeah.
Celebrating the approach of Marcus's, not only his birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up this weekend.
Turning 30.
This is how it happens,
last
right?
Last birthday as a young man.
And then also Marcus's 6th anniversary with WireBuzz is going down this month. Thank you.
Boom. Fist bump.
We've had a lot of
fun. For those who aren't watching.
Yes. We went all Dan Tyre. Right here in the studio. Knocked out a fist bump with each other. We're going to talk about YouTube Director. Well, YouTube Director helps you get a professional video ad. And expert ad campaigns support when you spend at least $350 in advertising on YouTube. And you can go up there and book your shoot. And there's several ways that it works. You tell them exactly what you're looking for. A YouTube approved filmmaker We'll schedule a call with you to learn about your business and to help write a video script that appeals to the potential customer. Marcus Krieg's our big nerd in charge of strategy. The first thing we're going to talk about when I bring Marcus back in here is we're going to talk about the approved filmmaker and the video script, because these are really important components that I think people might not have had enough time to get their brains around. The second thing here is that they're going to shoot a 30-second video ad. 30 seconds. That's interesting. And your filmmaker will then visit your business and film your video ad. And within the next week, you're going to receive an edited version ready to advertise on YouTube. And the third step is your ad goes live on YouTube, and one of your advertising experts at YouTube will upload the video ad to the YouTube channel and help set up your campaign so you start seeing results on your investment. Now, let's just kind of go back to the very beginning. They're going to help you with the video script. Now, I see that it made you smile, and I know that the best video projects all start with strategy. And scripting comes later, but this is all kind of YouTube doing its best, cheapest, lowest common denominator version. What are your initial thoughts?
My God, there are so many layers to unpack with this, but I think the first thing you have to call into question here is the YouTube-approved filmmaker, right? Because the professional that you're working with, the caliber of the professional is going to dictate the caliber of the strategy that goes into your script, the execution of it. Words are what sell. Pretty pictures do not sell your product or your service. It's the words and the message that moves people. The pretty pictures help amplify the emotion. They help create a visual representation of the message that you're trying to communicate. They can facilitate, but they do not close the deal by themselves. The message does. If you take a great video script and you put it on a web page, people will buy, not at the same rate, but they will buy, mm-hmm, because it's the message that's closing people. Mm-hmm. So when you have a quote-unquote YouTube-approved filmmaker, What does that mean? That means kid with camera in your market who's willing to make a video for less than $350 or whatever YouTube ends up paying these people. Maybe it's a loss leader and they're hoping that these videos, that enough of these people will continue advertising that they recoup some of their investment.
But price for production is never an indicator of quality or results, but I think it's rather obvious that this is going to be somebody like we, and we produce 1700 videos a year for clients, wouldn't even come near sniffing a project. Like, it wouldn't even be of interest to us.
Right. A real professional is going to know what they're worth and they're going to value their creative product. So if you're working with a professional, quote unquote, professional, this is actually an amateur who's willing to work for pennies on the dollar. Now, these people are just starting out on their career. If you look at the videos that they are sampling on the homepage of the YouTube director site, they're not awful. You can see that, you know, there's some thought that's gone into it, that some of these people have definitely had a film background. They've had some formal training. Some of them think about storytelling. But there's definitely a lack of polish. You don't see the level of copywriting and strategy that you'd like to see. I think whenever you have to collapse an explainer video, which is serves a very specific function, is trying to encapsulate the entire customer journey so they understand who you are, how you help them, and what they need to do next in order to be helped by you.
Right.
Right. And so it's very hard to communicate that in a compelling way in 30 seconds. We'll talk more about why I think YouTube is going for 30 seconds here, but part of it is it's very easy to write a templated script in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And when you continue looking through these videos, they're all customized to the business, right? But they're more or less the same basic template. And not terrible. If you have 30 seconds, that gets the, you know, that's what you can do in 30 seconds. But every single time we've ever run an ad head-to-head on YouTube that had a 30-second version, a 60-second version, and a 2-minute version.
Every time.
100% of the time, it was the 2-minute version that closed the most deals, and it was the 30-second version that YouTube wanted to promote. And why? Because the 30-second video charges you as an advertiser at the 15-second mark. Whereas if you use a video longer than 60 seconds, you will have a 30-second view, a 30-second impression before you're charged for a view. It's a substantial difference in the cost to generate a conversion.
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe you don't get quite as many quote-unquote views because a view is twice as long. But those people are the ones who are going to buy. Just like we talk about all the time when we're talking about video length, the people who stick around and want more information are the ones who end up buying. So you either have to leverage a strong curiosity element to get them to your site to learn more, or the video has to do a lot of that work. And I think in this case, they're going for a 30-second video because it's cheap, it benefits the way that they get paid, and it's a way to make it very easy for the amateur filmmaker to get some wins under their belt.
And it's a known quantity already because we were all birthed in the television world. And those are 30-second commercials mostly. And so it's like borrowing something from one digital medium as a standard into this one. And we already know that the results are going to be smaller than if they would just do it the right way the first time. I also know that you and I have not had this conversation, but I'm willing to bet that you have a similar feeling. And please, I don't ever have to say this to you.
I'll disagree with you if
yes.
I need to.
Okay. He looked at me. He just looked at me like, you don't have to worry about that. I will just say it. Marcus, for every project we do, in scripting, we do 3 rounds of revisions. And for editing in post-production, we do 3 rounds of editing revisions. I already know that just like getting into a car with an Uber driver that's pissed off about Uber, YouTube's going to make more enemies from businesses that didn't get their needs met because the person was not ready for prime time that came out there or didn't represent YouTube the right way or their finished product was lackluster or they couldn't advise on the right backdrop or the audio quality was... There's 1,000 of these hand grenades in the middle of the project. And I'm willing to bet that YouTube pisses off its two primary audiences by putting together an economy version on something that you can't cut corners on. See or no?
I'll agree that it's going to upset a lot of people. I probably would have a different reason or a sort of set of reasoning for why I think it's going to upset people. What they're really trying to do, and it's very clear to your point from earlier, it kind of looks like local TV.
That's what it is.
Right? It looks like local TV adapted
created
to
by
YouTube,
local TV guys.
Created by the same kind of person who in your market is doing local TV. Absolutely. And so, you know, you see even the videos that they're featuring on the homepage of directory.youtube.com-one
site. Commercials.
Like, they look like TV commercials.
Yeah.
They don't strike you as like the explainer video that someone would put on the homepage of their website, but they're positioning it as such. So, you know, I think that the 30 seconds, yeah, maybe people, they're going to try to get people to think you can use this video on TV too. Maybe there's an angle there. And I certainly think that the local business market might find this very compelling because a lot of small business owners don't know to look for quality. They are looking for a deal.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, it's very challenging to, you know, someone who's got a shoestring marketing budget to think, oh, all I have to do is pay $350 in advertising and they're going to make me a video for my website and for the ads and I might be able to run it on TV. And they're like, their minds start spinning and I'm thinking, well, that sounds like a really fantastic offer, but you need to understand you're going to be spending a lot of time working through this project. And you're going to end up with a video that if you start advertising it, it's the one that you see at late night TV in your local market, right? On the local station. And do you really want that to be the representation of your brand? I really strongly advise that if you're going to do something like an explainer video or a front end ad, like an explainer video or something that you're going to be putting on the homepage of your website, really, those are the types of things where it really pays to invest in quality because that's something you're going to use for years. Like that's the video that's encapsulating who you are and how you help, and that's not going to change. And so I'd say, you know, even if you have to use a lower budget version of a production, like a talking head or just like a simple motion graphic video, there are a lot of ways to execute an explainer video with professionals who will understand your strategy, your story, and how it relates to your customers and spend more than a day with you. We're going to spend more than a week editing the video, working with you through the process, mm-hmm. making sure that it's the right message for the job. That way, once it's done, you don't have to think about, did I make the right video? You know you made the right video, and then you can go do something with it with confidence. You don't have to be like, oh, we're going to strong arm you into a $350 ad budget to try to force you to spend some money with us. It's like, no, you know the video is going to work, so you want to spend money on it because the strategy is airtight. And you know what? People can see an airtight argument.
Without a doubt, they sniff it out really quickly. Let's do a couple of the FAQs, the frequently asked questions that are listed on YouTube Director. Here we go. How much does Director On-Site cost? Well, YouTube Director On-Site provides a professionally created video ad.
Amateurly created video ad.
Right, they say professional, Marcus.
Because they're certifying these people. But again, remember that any professional who's willing to go out and make a video for less than $1,000, it's your explainer video for your website and for an ad campaign, not a true professional.
Okay, so I come from the radio business originally. No news, no breaking news here, but I seem to recall that my first job there was sales. And if I wanted to get a customer, the station would create the radio spot for free. And you would pay for the ads. This is a very similar mm-hmm. model, right?
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Except the people who wrote the ads weren't commercial writers. They were the salespeople that were like, all right, I gotta write this thing.
We've actually done a few radio ads for people at the local station who were salespeople, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I remember because now I'm laughing about that.
It was a fun project.
Yeah. All right. So look, all that they ask is that you spend at least $350 to advertise with your video on YouTube once it's complete. So that's probably how YouTube just, you know, breaks even or at least recoups some of the money that it paid for this amateur video creator.
I'm sure they ran some test where they ran a pilot where some of these videos, the ones that you probably see on this homepage here, they probably piloted this project in some of their markets.
Yeah.
And then they figured $350 is how much people have to spend on average before they start to see a conversion.
Okay.
It's probably something like that. There's probably some numerical stick rate because, you know, this is YouTube and they work like algorithms.
It goes on to say professionally produced videos often cost from $500 to many thousand dollars. So we think it's a great way for businesses to get started with video advertising. One of the FAQs on here, and I highlighted a couple of them. I want to bounce through them. How do I plan out my video before the shoot? Now, this is interesting. Your filmmaker will collaborate with you via phone or email on a 30-second script that reflects the message and visuals you'd like to capture in your video. Now, make sure it's exactly as you want it and it's agreed upon with your filmmaker before your shoot date. No changes can be made once the script is finalized. Ding, ding. I don't know. Scripts are changed all the way through the shoot day. And that's because as clients...
You hope not. But
you hope not.
Yeah, but it happens.
Even when I'm on camera, and I've gone through this, so I have so many reps in doing this for myself, that as I've read the script over, I'm kind of like knocking it down in front of a camera. I'm like, well, that's kind of clunky, and I start polishing it as I do it. But you can't do that. You can't change the scripts. They're finalized. And if you make any changes to your script within 24 hours of your shoot date and time, we cannot guarantee that these will be implemented in your video. That's interesting. Do I need to supply actors and location for my video? It says yes, but don't sweat it. No fancy actors or locations are needed for your video. And in fact, we discourage it. We want to create a video that authentically shows you. And so it should be real employees and customers, and your location should be wherever you do business. We do probably 99% of our videos in our clients' actual businesses, you know, instead of doing it in studios. That part we agree with, but often asking employees to play the roles of actors is a very sticky scenario. Do you see any problems there?
Yeah, I mean, it really makes you, you know, and when you look at the style of videos they do, they try to cover people's deficits. You know, there are some people who clearly want to be on camera, and so they are. There are other people who are clearly reading the VO for their video. So I think that, you know, you can be involved, but any time where you're required to have talent on your existing team or be yourself creatively talented in one of those ways, you create a vulnerability, right? Because execution is just as important as the strategy. If you don't hold someone's attention to the video because the performance isn't engaging, or you know, you don't have the right kind of energy, which on video, as you know, you lose about 80% of your personality and you have to put it back in there. And that's not easy for people.
I just filmed one that somebody new on the team and I were working together, and I filmed in one of the studios here. And then when I went back and looked at it, my energy was off. So I went right back in and the next day and came in and filmed it again, because the right tempo, the right energy, the right excitement has a lot to do with being able to command the attention of the audience and pull them all the way through.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the talent matters. And when we're working with clients who aren't themselves talented, and oftentimes they know that, then we work, you know, and find other ways of doing a video. But oftentimes that involves hiring an actor or hiring a voice actor, you know, getting a professional to do the read. It's important that you have great audio on your video. Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing on a video is great audio.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, one of those things that if you, you know, I'm not saying that you can't do this and that it will fail, because I'm sure that YouTube has some quality control mechanism for local businesses where this looks like some kind of win.
Right.
But you're probably leaving money on the table. If you worked with a professional, you brought a bigger ad budget to the table, you probably hit a home run.
Yeah.
With the same kind of, you know, just amplifying the strategy.
We have a client right now, their video is in Rev 3, so the third revision, just about to be finalized. And I'm going to mouth to Marcus who the customer is, but first I'll set it up, and maybe you'll know who I'm talking about so I don't have to mention them or mouth them, because that's very awkward when I have to do that to you. So This is a client.
Just so everyone knows, he does that right into my ear.
Yeah, no, I don't. That would be horrible. That's so funny. All right. So this client is not, she is not camera charismatic, mm-hmm. doesn't care to be, isn't interested. And so we had to get we had to develop our script and our storyboard so they could be front and center. But we had an actor come in and read all of the great stuff, and that actor kind of fit their brand. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That took a little bit of finessing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now check this out. What should you expect from YouTube director on your shoot day? Now, this part was interesting. On the scheduled date and time of your shoot, your filmmaker will arrive with all the necessary equipment. Please remember to inform them about any parking or entry needs in order to minimize any logistical issues that could spill into your video production time. Your filmmaker will film for about 2 hours following the scripted plan of your video. If it's in your video plan, you'll need to appear on camera. If it's your first time on camera, don't worry. Your filmmaker will coach you through it and get the best possible shots to make you look great. It takes us at least an hour just to set up.
Mm.
That's a professional crew.
Yeah.
Right? And it takes an hour to break down. And anytime we go in and shoot different scenes, it takes at the very least maybe 40 minutes to reset up that room. I know because I've been on too many shoots with you where you and I are like, you know, pack muling this stuff all around a business. How in the world?
Two cameras, by the way. I didn't want to move past the list until we mentioned the importance of there being multiple filmmakers.
Absolutely.
It's critical that you have two cameras if you want to have a polished production. And the reason is that you need to be able to show two different angles so that when you are cutting together the different times that someone read something, read the script, you can choose the best pieces and it still looks polished. Whereas if you only have the one camera, you have to use jump cuts. And people don't like jump cuts because jump cuts look YouTube-y.
Right.
It doesn't look like an ad. And so you're going to see that these filmmakers, they're not going to want to do that. So then you're just going to have they're going to have to make sacrifices and choose some, imperfect sentences.
Dude, I agree 100%. You also want to make sure that in this attention economy, when you're switching camera angles, you're also re-engaging the brain, bringing people back in.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier.
Right?
Yeah.
So, so here's the thing that YouTube doesn't talk about, and it's missing on this sheet, but is right up the Marcus Krieg, Todd Hartley alley, which is, what is the strategy? And who is the, the marketing brain behind this? Because it sounds like a lot of this is led by a kid with camera or a television commercial person, which is totally fine until you're trying to get results. And then the wheels on the bus don't go round and round and things just don't work out. Marcus, where does strategy fit into this whole discussion? And if you were advising YouTube, which I would recommend that you don't, but if you were advising YouTube, how could they have built that into this?
Well, I think that, first of all, know your strengths, right? And, as a platform, anyone who's advertising on YouTube, who is, doing any kind of direct response, they're measuring for ROI, they're all saying the same thing. You want to use longer videos that are still engaging.
That's their strength.
That's the strength, because if a video is at least 1 minute long, then you're going to get so many free brand impressions because of all the people who don't watch 30 seconds. And look, the people who were going to watch 30 seconds anyway, them watching the next 30 seconds could be the 30 seconds that pushes them over the edge to buy.
Right.
And so know your strengths as a platform. Facebook is, where you're going to go if you're going to be using a 10-second video or a 30-second video. YouTube, use longer videos, right? So one, I would say provide a true explainer video and work with real professionals, and then increase the expected spend, right? Like, make it something where people have to make a meaningful commitment. Then you can work with people who are, more experienced, who can bring more to the table. And then you also have the opportunity to create a video that has more utility and is cater to your own platform. Like a 30-second video is just not catered to the YouTube platform as an advertiser.
Yeah, one of the things we talk about when we're speaking is about the transfer. How long does it take you to transfer the information from your big massive dome into your prospect's dome? So buying, knowing about your product or service and making a buying decision is a no-brainer, right? That's important when you come up to the question of, well, how long should a video be? Because once people ask how long should a video be, you're really boiling it back down to the transfer, which is, well, if somebody can make a buying decision in 30 seconds, then make a 30-second video. But if it takes longer than 30 seconds, like, for example, in most businesses that are B2B, you're going to spend 40 minutes, maybe an hour, educating a prospect, transferring that information. Most likely won't be able to do that in one video. It's probably going to take a series of videos.
Squatty Potty was almost 4 minutes long. Just as a point of reference, you know, one of the more successful video ads, explainer video, tandems, you know, mm-hmm. dual roles that, you know, ever hit YouTube. It was almost a 4 minute ad. And it was because they needed to explain the science of how people go number two.
Right.
And when they explained the science, it was like, oh my God, it makes sense.
Right.
It's a little stool that helps you go number two.
It's a little stool that helps you go stool.
Yeah.
Something like
right.
that.
Right. And, but, you know, it required some explanation, and then they needed to make it funny and engaging so people could actually, would actually sit through the explanation. And
right.
so instead of stripping it down, they could have explained the science in 30 seconds, right? They could have, and then some people would have bought. Because the science would have been enough for like maybe some nerds like me. But for other people, it, you know, like, oh, it's about, you know, how you go number two. Like, I'm not going to watch that ad skip at 5 seconds.
Right.
But when you see the unicorn pooing a rainbow sherbet onto an ice cream cone.
Which is pretty epic.
Right? It's like, what the heck is happening?
Right. Attention hack.
So they added content in order to... the spoonful of sugar that helped the medicine go down. You have to add the spoonful of sugar. If you strip down to just the clearest, simplest message, you might end up with a 30-second message, and that might be enough for some people, for your impulse buyers. Most people are not impulse buyers. You know, that's maybe, what, 5% of people are going to buy everything. And then most people are going to be a little bit more skeptical. They're going to need to have an emotional attachment. They're going to need to, maybe they're going to be analytical like I am, and they're going to need to know everything about it. And it's going to have to make sense and click. Then you're going to have, you know, people who, you know, they need to know that other people will think that they're, you know, that they have status if that product is good. So like understanding that a 30-second video gives you the ability to capture exactly one type of customer. And you have four types of buyers. And so how can you add content to a video in order to make it both more engaging and a better sales tool? And that's, you know, really, you know, how can you engineer a longer video that converts better?
Yeah, it's this whole thing's really interesting to me. And as we're talking about it, I'm thinking this is going to be great for companies like ours because YouTube's going to introduce a lot of businesses to the power of video, but they're not going to be able to deliver the full extent of the video. And a lot of businesses are going to be left unfulfilled or unsatisfied with this cheap introduction offer. So I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that right now it'll probably work because the, you know, you're getting 2 cent views pre-roll. Right now.
Oh, on YouTube. I see what you're
saying. 2 cents for a 30-second view. So if, you know,
but
2 cents for a 15-second view here, but still, you know, you're only paying 2 cents for a view. And if it's highly targeted and you're talking mostly to local businesses, it's going to be this market. You're not talking to your major, you know, a B2B business about this kind of thing. You're talking to a mom and pop shop. So if that's who you're talking to in this context, then... It probably would work because at $350, you're getting tens of thousands of views.
Okay, but my aha moment where I said, oh, was around the word now. You said, well,
exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So finish this.
Yes. The foreshadowing, the open loop. So eventually, and you need to understand what YouTube's strategy is here. They're trying to flood YouTube with new advertisers. Why do people not advertise on YouTube, but they advertise on Facebook? Is it because Facebook is cheaper?
No.
No, it's because Facebook is more accessible because you don't need a video.
Right.
YouTube is people spend more time on YouTube uninterrupted. The viewing sessions are longer and better. If you are talking apples to apples as a video advertiser, YouTube is a better advertising platform. And it's because the cost is so much lower. And instead of getting charged at 10 seconds, you get charged at 30. But everything you can advertise on YouTube, it needs to be a video. You can create a more sophisticated, you can plug gaps using a long copy post on Facebook or an image or something.
But the now is that as more people do it,
cost is going to go up.
Yes.
That's been the challenge that YouTube has had all along, and the reason why YouTube has never been truly profitable. And it's because the cost, there's so much inventory, there's so many videos that people are watching all the time, and there's not enough advertisers trying to use those videos as inventory. And so the cost is very low, the supply and demand, right? So until they can have more advertisers competing for everyone's eyeballs on the platform, the cost is going to be super low and they're not going to make very much money. They're hoping that at some point, if they can get enough advertisers into the platform that are profitable, that there's going to be this gold rush, just like we saw on Facebook over the last 4 or 5 years, that's going to happen on YouTube. And I do think that YouTube is next. It's primed for next, especially with all of the movement in video.
But it has a high hurdle, which is you have to have a video created. So they tried to solve that by giving you kid with camera that they're going to put with, make him be perceived as professional because he's going to be wrapped in this YouTube brand. And he's going to run in for 2 hours and he's going to film your video. Jeez.
And then in 2 years, that video won't work anymore because it's not effective enough at converting. Even if it does work, I'm saying.
I think 2 years is a long shelf life. You're really giving it a lot of credit.
I'm just saying. I know. Who knows how long it's going to take before ad inventory costs change. But the idea is that it's going to become a shelf life video because it's not designed to convert optimally on the platform. And so as soon as ad costs go up, as they will, because Facebook is getting more expensive, people are going to start moving to platform number two, which is YouTube. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, eventually all of these people who have low-quality videos that are just squeezing some ROI out of it, eventually the economics are going to change and they're going to have to go back and redo all of their creative.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we say all the time? Do it the right way the first time.
Right.
Just get it done the right way the first time.
It's so interesting, man. Well, this is a really fun topic. I'm glad you took a few moments to join me in the studio to go through it. It's a brave new world out there, and there's a lot of people that are just getting introduced to video. Most people don't understand that the longer videos convert better. Most people haven't had the experience that you've had in a previous incarnation where you were at a, this kind of reminds me of a experience where you're going to have a call center and there's going to be somebody that's going to answer this call and help people lay out their scripts. And that person is probably going to be a minimum wage employee that has some interest in scripts or can write, can pass a basic writing test that was like an online test. And that person's going to be working on quick scripts with people. How long does it typically take to do a 30-second script the right way the first time?
At least a day. Sometimes it can take a lot longer. Some products are very hard to get down into. Sometimes it's a lot harder to make a 30-second script good than a 60-second or a 45. So I'd say, you know, a 30-second script to get it tight and effective, that could be really hard. Sometimes it comes together and it really, you know,
that's like
on
without
the product,
revisions, but without discussing with a client. And if a video creator is going to be there for 2 hours, how many commercials is that creator going to actually film in a day?
Probably a few at least.
And I bet you that person who films it also goes back and edits it.
I bet that it's actually the same script. I bet the script, it's a one-man show is what I'm betting.
Oh, I think, oh yeah,
betting
one-man
it's
band,
a one-man
right?
band. And
it has to be for that
from
price.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be, and in order to get the talent, right, like people willing to do it. I actually think it would be better if they had a stable of content writers, you know, which is quote unquote failed journalists, journalism majors, cranking out scripts, because at least then there would be some level of specificity to it. And let the video people focus on the video, let the messaging people focus on messaging, because you get better at what you do a lot of. But you're right. Like anytime you're farming something out to people who are amateurs, you know, you're going to get amateur caliber work. And, you know, structurally, I think that there are some issues with this. I think that, there's definitely a shelf life issue. But the economics on YouTube right now are fantastic. And if this is your only option for getting a video out into the world, then by all means, give it a shot, because it's a video and it might work for a while.
So on behalf of all one man bands in the world, and I was one for a long time and maybe one of the more successful one man bands, because I at least was able to get enough momentum that I built a team that would do it. This is a recipe for somebody to being burned out and furious at YouTube. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see how this thing develops. And I know you feel the same way. And so we wanted to bring this topic, as this news story developed, bring it right to you, give you some expert reaction. And if you want to know how to create the right video the first time, geez, don't we have something like a topic selection worksheet, Marcus, that we could help people with? We got something like that, right?
Something like that.
Wirebuzz.com/topics.
Correct.
And that's a helps you narrow down and determine what are the profitable topics for your business. Wirebuzz.com/topics. And if you want to learn how to guarantee your videos generate a return on investment, which is what this is all about, wirebuzz.com/ROI is where you can get access to our mini course. It is free. It is web-based. Marcus and I pulled it together, and you can have access to it, wirebuzz.com/ROI. And if you want to get access to the show notes for this page, this is episode 152, wirebuzz.com/152 is where you'll find the information. Marcus, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Marcus Krieg joining us in the studio again. We all wish him a very happy birthday. And on behalf of the crew here at Wirebuzz, sit tight. A lot of cool episodes coming your way. I know, because a lot of them are going to be recorded the next day or so. And I've already got people booked, and it's cool topics and some big rock stars joining us. You're not going to want to miss it coming up on Video Marketing Mastery. Peace. Drop a piece, dude.
Peace.